In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we will continue our services, beginning to pause again in prayer around the request for prayers of intercession. A believing family suffers trial this morning as their son and youngest brother is in emergency surgery. Their extended family requests that the children of God remember them in prayer. A prayer request for elderly parents who so lovingly raise their family in living faith. As they approach the end of this life's journey on earth, we pray that God would continue to protect and shelter them in faith as they await heaven's call. A sister prays that she will someday be blessed with a believing spouse that will help her on the way to heaven. And if it is God's will that she remain single, that he will give her the strength to remain believing and to be content with his will. She also prays for all single people who are struggling to find their place in the congregation and friends groups. May they all find contentedness with their lot in life. Remember them all in their place of watching. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we again pause around God's holy word. But in the beginning, I also would like to join with the greetings that were brought here in the beginning of these services from the host congregations of Managa and Brainerd. Though many, most all of us are here in your midst, it still feels good and right to bring those greetings from this place. It's also, I also would like to bring a message of thanks to the LLC staff, to all of those who have come to serve here together with us, to all of you dear brothers and sisters who have willingly took of your time to fill the many hundreds of work shifts. It's been a joy to be here together with you and to join together in the work, and we have seen the blessings of God even here at these services. And I have just read one verse which was given to the Hebrew believers that is also appropriate for today, that from the 10th chapter in the 6th verse, that God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you helped his people and continue to help them. We above all thank the Heavenly Father for your service of love. Now for this service turn, I thought to pause around God's holy word and read from the Paul's letter to the Ephesians from the 6th chapter, reading from the 10th through the 16th verse, through the 17th verse. We'll read these words in Jesus' name. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Dear brother and sister, we have heard again and again at these services of the way to heaven. We've heard again and again that gospel message, and as I was thinking of this service turn, this text, a familiar text, came to mind also. This text also speaks of the endeavor of faith. And we know that, or in the Holy Scriptures, our dear brother, the Apostle Paul, has spoken of the endeavor of faith in different ways. He has compared this endeavor to running a race, to be as a contestant in a race. He has compared it to boxing or being in the Olympics of that day. And here we also see he speaks of this endeavor of faith as being a soldier in the house of God. And dear brother and sister, we know so closely, I think you know as I do, that this journey of faith often is a battle. We battle against that threefold enemy, the devil, the world, and our own flesh. And we see in this portion of God's Word that God has granted us these gifts of faith. As faith is a gift, He has also granted us these gifts for our endeavor. And it is so that these matters are such that they are gifts from the Heavenly Father. As we cannot contribute anything even to our own faith, we are dependent on our Heavenly Father that He would grant faith. Such also this armor of God that we pause around is also such a grace gift. So we know that even during this time when this letter was written, as we have known and believed in faith, that the way to heaven has been the same. And it has been a battle against that threefold enemy. God has granted His own strength to battle against that threefold enemy. And here gathered, I know there are also many who have served our countries in our armed forces. And they have also worn the armor of today and even went to battle on behalf of our country. And they also know so closely how important this armor that they have to wear, how important it is, how it protects them from being wounded. We know in the Holy Scriptures we also know in faith that we have to continually to battle against this threefold enemy. If we were to in any way put down this battle or to to begin slack in such a way that surely we would begin to stray on the left or the right side. And we even see those examples in Scripture. The example of David when he sent his soldiers to battle, when he should have been there with the armies to battle, he stayed home from that battle. And we remember how he fell into that sin of adultery and murder. We also know that he was granted grace to even believe those sins forgiven and to yet again travel on the way to heaven. We often need to be reminded that we would also remain in such a place that we would be always ready. And we have heard in these services that simple reminder to keep faith and good conscience. It's that same instruction, dear brother and sister, that we have known since we've been little children, if we have been born into a believing home. And it's that same instruction that even you who have been born into this kingdom at a later time in life have also known, that simple instruction to keep faith and good conscience. And at the core of this matter, even the core of this text, that yet remains the core message to keep faith and good conscience, to endeavor to believe. We battle, as we said, against that threefold enemy, the evil that is in this world. And I know so well, as I visit also with many of you dear brothers and sisters, that this battle is close, and comes to mind also a song of Zion that is speaking also to you dear youth, that it says that how can a weak one make it home, he wonders. Soon in my temptations I shall be lost. Is that familiar, dear brother and sister? I'm sure for many of you that it is familiar. God does give us times also when it seems like it's easier to believe. I think we also experience that here in these special services. When we gather around God's Word, we can experience how God gives us this oasis from this temporal life, and even from the temptations that are so close to us. We experience that when we're able to be at camp with the believers, surrounded by the throng of our dear brothers and sisters. God blesses us with these times in our life, but we also experience those times when we battle against, when the battle is so close. So wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. God's Word. We heard of God's Word in the sermon right before this, how it is a light unto our life's pathway. God's Word is truth. And before this text, even, I have also thought of this truth again, that the greatest truth of this is also that when we pause before God's Word is all-powerful, and it discerns even the thoughts of our heart. And I have also found myself to be a wretched sinner. And I think you, dear brother and sister, have also been able to relate in this way how how God's Word even reveals in such a way that we find ourselves to be sinful people. We're prone to sin and in need of grace. But God's Word is faithful to a traveler on the way to heaven. There's much instruction in the Word of God. Even for the temporal life, our life, even with our dear spouses and family, we have much instruction that we can turn to God's holy word. And when God's word is opened through the Holy Spirit, we also are able to receive life from that spoken word. And it gives us strength to journey. Paul has written to have your loins girt with that truth. That it's that we would always remain in such a place that we would be prepared in such a way to always turn to the Word of God and to endeavor to believe in God, believe in that message that God even speaks through your own dear brothers and sisters in His congregation. And we speak of this breastplate of righteousness. How this breastplate also protects the heart of a soldier. And we consider this righteousness of faith. We are not righteous. There's nothing we can do to be righteous in our own works. But we know in faith that when we believe our sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, we know then that the Heavenly Father looks down upon His own children and He sees the work of His own dear Son, Jesus Christ. In this way, you can be comforted that we don't have to endeavor to, by works, make it to heaven. In my many years of my daily calling, I have went to many places and I have met people of many different faiths. And it is so, dear brother and sister, that in most of those faiths that there is this kind of understanding that by works one can be righteous. They put this requirement out there, which from one who I remember had so many hours to go into the street and to evangelize. And he spoke of this matter to me, and it was so foreign to what we have known in God's kingdom. That we know that we have to live of grace. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The soldier in the house of God, we wear this armor, but when we go with that gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Even you, dear youngest one here in the services, you also have this, you go to school, and wherever you go with that gospel of the forgiveness of sins. You have the power of God to forgive the sins of penitent sinners. And be ready to preach that gospel unto a penitent one. To be preach that gospel that they may also be free from that sin of unbelief, that they may walk with the children of God and have that living hope of heaven. I have shared many times how I remember a particular trip I took for my daily work, and one dear brother actually at summer service had told me to remember that when you go to this place that it may be the only time, maybe the only time that those people will come into the hearing of God's word or come close to God's kingdom. I did tremble in fear at that. But then the brothers comforted me that to go in such a way to just simply confess your faith in a simple way that can trust that God would even open in this simple confession of faith to a seeking one, that God's kingdom has come close to them. The dear brother and sister, even you dear youngest ones, don't be ashamed of the gospel of God's kingdom. But pray that God would give you strength to even confess that faith, that it might even, that God's kingdom could even approach those dear classmates and those dear ones who you come into contact with. That God can even call such a one into this kingdom. Take, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The shield of faith, dear brothers and sisters, during the time of the Apostle Paul, when this letter was written, we understand in history that shield was perhaps made of leather, and it was soaked in water to quench those fiery darts or arrows of the enemy. And dear brother and sister, even these fiery darts are close to each one of us. And I would speak of just one matter. How close it is to myself and perhaps to many of you. How the enemy of the soul comes to attack from within. He wishes to plant those seeds of doubts, or we say as they are as seeds of unbelief. He comes to try to drive that wedge between us and God, to plant those seeds of doubts. And if we would let those doubts begin to flourish, which sometimes has happened, we again begin to stray away from that narrow way which leads to heaven. So we endeavor to even to be in a place of faith, that keeping faith and good conscience, that when those fiery doubts, even those doubts come from the enemy of the souls, that we can fight against them. We can battle and take that helmet of salvation. Dear brother and sister, in the last weeks, many dear brothers and sisters have even been called from this life unto life eternal. And we have paused in remembrance of them, and we have spoken how they have reached that home, that eternal home where they have wanted to go. Even though we have to say that maybe if we had asked them some days before they were called, they would maybe say that they weren't ready to go at that time. But yet for a child of God, what remains, what is always there, is that living hope of heaven, the hope of eternal salvation, which each one of us has. And that hope of heaven helps to keep us on this narrow way, which leads to life eternal. And we heard, dear brother and sister, of that living word of God, that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's the only weapon that the only weapon of the only weapon to use for offense is the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, We know that God's word also is the two sides of the sword are the law and the gospel. And the writer to the Hebrews is even written of this law in many ways, but it has a purpose that it would draw all men to this place that they would be found guilty before God. Its purpose is to drive one to the kingdom of God, where grace is offered. Grace is such a matter, dear brother and sister, that it's hard for me to explain. I can explain only in this way, that grace is this, that today I can still have the name of a child of God. And dear brother and sister, when we pause around even this endeavor of faith, it comes back to this matter of grace. The endeavor is a simple matter. The core of the matter is that you can simply believe. And today, as a servant of God, I wish to also reassure each one of you, dear brothers and sisters in faith, that grace still belongs to you. You have permission to even now believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe unto peace and freedom and joy. Travel believing this gospel message, and one day we'll reach that eternal home in heaven. It pays to continue battling against this threefold enemy. And we travel in such a way, praying that God would continue to grant us grace and grant us mercy, that we could remain as His children. And I would also say that if there is anyone who finds himself on the outside of God's kingdom, perhaps you have also known your own sinfulness. Perhaps you have tried to live a good life, wanting to follow the Word of God. Today, if you hear His voice, if you hear the voice of God, the message is to harden not your heart. But you can repent and believe also this gospel message. Believe that even that mother of all sin, unbelief, is forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood, come into the throng of the believers and travel with us on this narrow way to heaven. It's a worthwhile battle. We remember the Apostle Paul, how in the end of his time he spoke in this way, that I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course. He was speaking of this endeavor. It's a good endeavor that leads to eternal life. Dear brother and sister, I've come for this speaking turn, even with the much encouragement from dear brothers and sisters, but also still bringing here my own flesh. And I want to even believe those doubts and the latest sins forgiven. Can you bless me with that gospel, dear brother and sister? I promise to believe with each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.